Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia corn, peanut, and soybean producers significantly increased production in 2020. According to the National Ag Statistics Service annual crop production report, the report shows Georgia corn for grain production was up 25% from 2019, mainly due to a record high 180 bushels per acre year in 2020. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, peanut production was up 19% due to an increase in planted acreage, and soybean production was up 56% due to a 12-bushel increase in yield. Agriculture priorities are being set in Congress in this new session. House Ag Committee Chair David Scott of Georgia says at the top of his list of most important matters are food security, racial equality, the Farm Bill, and climate change. According to AgriMarketing.com, Scott also aims to set up an independent disaster aid fund to help farmers. Scott says Farm Bill discussions are also starting and meetings are planned with industry stakeholders. China failed to meet its Phase 1 target for imports of U.S. food, agriculture, and seafood products despite a surge in purchases that began late last summer. The Peterson Institute for International Economics tells Agriculture.com, Chinese customs data shows food and ag imports totaled $23.5 billion in 2020, or about two-thirds of the goal of $36.6 billion. For 2021, that target rises to $43.5 billion. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.